fallen into the domain of maximum threshold. Maximum Threshold is an internet radio site designed exclusively for upcoming and well-established music talent. Check here for interviews, reviews, news, and various miscellaneous things from pertinent to the music scene in America and around the world. Thank you for visiting Maximum Threshold.
This program will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, all you headbanging poppers out there. Hey, this is another edition of Maximum Threshold. This is the Maximum Threshold show. This is episode number 21. That's right, this is for the week of April 30th. So all you people out there is listening, yeah, I got some badass news for you this week. Unfortunately, we don't have our guests are coming on this week. Dan's not here. He wimped out on us. The band, Dan couldn't get the Jello Biafra to come on. There were some technical problems going on with management and the direction that they were looking into. So, unfortunately, that didn't work out. And we're looking at Scalera. They were going through. There was a confrontation with their time, or I should say a conflict with their time schedule going in. Whether working with their mastering or their record, the new one that's coming out. So, yeah, they want to reschedule for next week, so we'll probably try to squeeze them in next week. I won't give any details of who we're going to have on, because that's a real treat to come up with a surprise for you people out there. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to start us off. I'm going to throw a few things out at you, and then we're going to play some really, really kick-ass music here for you. One thing I want to plug is the website. The website's really taken off. I think everybody who's been there, if you haven't been there, open up your browser, go to MaximumThreshold.net right now. And I don't know what you're waiting for, but it's time to go check that site out. Some really cool stuff in there, and you need to get there because that's just the way it is, you know. We're getting thousands of hits every day and stuff, and so we need you in there. And let us know what you think about the website and where we're going and the direction of the show. So I thank everybody for checking it out so far, who's posted in the forum, who's done anything in there, who has also put up videos and stuff like that, and MP3s of your bands, and even got those people listening to American Idol out there. So, hey, we got the doors wide open for everybody in music, though. But, you know, right now, it seems like we're sort of targeting the metal era and the metal areas out there, too. So, but, hey, those are the ones that jumped on board first. So, hey, I'm not kicking nobody off this train, because this train's going through anything that's in its way. So, you know, anything you want to hear, send me an email at dom@maximumthreshold.net. It's Dom, D-O-M, @maximumthreshold.net. Hey, and if you're in a band, just shoot me over an MP3, your band, and just with a little thing on there, email saying, hey, I want you to play my stuff. And just say, that's it, and I'll plug you. If you got any information like your bio, your band, and stuff like that, also include that so I have something to talk about when I'm playing your music and stuff. So do everything we can. Hey, I want to thank all our new listeners out there, especially the ones over there in Norway. We got, wow, it's really opening up over there, which is really cool, in Denmark. So that's really great. Hey, I noticed that I was looking at the listing of some other new ones. We got some people in Russia coming in on board, as well as Chile. And we were really hitting South America pretty hard. So that's pretty awesome. So I greatly appreciate everybody who's jumped on board and is really digging this show. So like I said, the show is here for you, and that's what we're doing for you. So hey, I got some news here. Let me start on this. I found this was very interesting. Oh, Biff Bifford of Saxon. Yeah, he's making an appearance on the Podge and Raj show. It's an Irish adult comedy televised puppet show, and it's posted at YouTube. So you go to YouTube and you put up there Biff Bifford or the Podge and Raj show, and this will give you, you know, the video of the Podge and Raj show. Hey, oh, while we're talking about Saxon, they just released an anti-gun crime single called If I Was You, and it came out in the UK via SPV Records, and all proceeds of the single will be split equally between the Nonviolence Foundation and the Gun Control Network. Saxon's video for If I Was You has been posted at YouTube. The track comes off the Broadway heavy metal legend's latest album, The Inner Sanctum, which is released earlier in March. So, hey, there you go. There's some Biff info on you. I know he's been getting around there and stuff, and, you know, they're really going to start promoting this new one and stuff. So when it comes out, hopefully we'll get a, we'll get some good demos on that or some good promos to play for you guys. So when we get that out there, you guys will, I'm sure you'll like it. Because, you know, the last couple ones they put out was really powerful. You know, they always brought it. And I did hear some stuff. You know, it was pretty cool. I mean, it still had that old flavor to it. You know, the sound of the dueling guitars and stuff like that, which is really good. And, you know, it just had that Saxon flavor to it. And I'm sure you guys listen to it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. Oh, here's some news from Derek Carey of Rock His Life. You know, he recently did his interview with Shadows Fall singer Brian Fair, and they asked what does the future of their touring look like for Shadows Fall. And this is what Brian said. He said, oh, right after this, he said he thinks he's going to go on tour. Maybe they'll get home like on May 9th from the tour. They're going to head over to Europe and do some festivals, including the Download Festival in the UK and a few other ones. He said, we'll be there for about a week or two, and he thinks 2 or 3 weeks, and then this summer they're going to be doing a full big tour. And it's talking about they might be on the Sounds of the Underground. And what they can't quite announce yet is where it's going to be at right now or the whole U.S. shows or anything like that. They said it's around Christmas. They're trying to get around Japan and Australia. So, well, that's what they got going on over there. So, I'm glad to see they're hitting the road. And I've been hearing a lot of their music and stuff. And I'm really, man, it's really pounding stuff out there. I've been hearing some stuff like on Eddie Trunk's show. He was playing it a couple weeks ago. Featured some of the new Shadows Fall in there. And that was really powerful. I really enjoyed that. And I heard some, oh, where did I hear that at? A couple days ago, I heard on the radio. And it was some pretty good stuff there. So, like I said, when that comes out, really, really get a chance, get your hands on that new Shadows Fall, and you won't be disappointed. So, hopefully we get one of those guys on the show here pretty soon. So, we're working on some things. So, you know, we're going to surprise you with some stuff in the near future. So, you'll like that. Okay, let's see. Well, what we'll do now, we'll just take a quick break here and come back here, get more organized for everybody out there, and you know, we got a lot of news tonight. I got some cool music I want to play for you. I got some music I played a while back. I just want to bring it back just because I've been getting a lot of requests out there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some of these commercials, knock them out of the way so we can get back in the row here. And you know how it is. So here we go. I'll be back after this. The Inferno. Cheer. The Maneric Inferno features patent tone chambered engineering throughout the entire body, including the flame tongues. The Maneric Inferno is designed to produce a certain frequency response, giving it the most balanced and widest tone spectrum unmatched by any other guitar on the market today. Get a hold of Inferno by Maneric Guitars. It's ManericGuitars.com.
Have referred to energy drinks as liquid cocaine or speed in the can. Wouldn't it be great if there was one that actually lived up to its name? Well, now there is. Cocaine energy drink. You heard me. With simple sugars that get absorbed in your bloodstream quicker, B vitamins, and the highest caffeine content per ounce in the industry, you get instant and lasting energy with no sugar crash. And it's got 3.5 times more energy than the leading competitor. And that's no bull. So what are you waiting for? Taste the atomic fireball and feel the rush. Cocaine energy drink, the legal alternative. Cocaine energy drink is the official sponsor of the Chains of Humanity Tour, featuring God Forbid and Nemec on the road now. Tickets available at godforbid1.com. For more cool stuff, visit www.drinkcocaine.com. Cocaine energy drink. Are you bad enough?
Please check out one of these great sponsors of Maximum Threshold. This is Level 27 Clothing. That is Level 27 Clothing, where they have outstanding gear, jewelry. That's level27online.com. Check them out.
This is Dan, co-host of Maximum Threshold. Keep the greasy side down.
Dan, keeping the greasy side down, that's something new. Usually he's keeping the greasy side up. You know, that's just the way Dan is. He rolls like that. So, yeah. Hey, oh, I want to talk about, had some past interview people contact me. They wanted me to tell all the listeners out there. They said hi. Marcus Henderson said hi. He's the guitarist. We really said, he said, sup, friends. He's the lead guitarist in the world-renowned Guitar Hero on Xbox 360 and the PlayStation unit. So, yeah, so he gave us a shout and let everybody know that he was thinking about you guys and this and that. Another thing, Alex Calise, who was on here, was a couple weeks ago. I talked to her last night. She said hello to everybody. Let's see. I got anything else I'm missing out there? Oh, check out Steve Smythe. SteveSmythe.com. Yeah. Oh, if you notice on the website, on the MaximumThreshold.net site, you do have on there a page in there for Steve Smythe. It's not so much giving you, taking you through a lot of stuff. It's giving you a bunch of links to his different projects that he has. So I'm hoping you guys can check it out once you go to the MaximumThreshold.net site and give it a look and see what you think. And tell Steve, go to one of his sites and tell him that, you've been listening to us play his music out here and talk about him every week. And we're glad to see he's, on our side here on the Maximum Threshold Show. Oh, I got some news that we got a couple of interviews we're working on trying to bring on here. Chris Caffery, we might be getting him on here in May, as well as Alex Skolnick. So that'd be pretty cool to see both of them on here. I don't think we're getting both at the same time, but there's a possibility that was going to happen. In December, we were going to get them on here. I almost had the interview with TSO, but it didn't work out. That was a management problem, blah, blah, blah. You know how that is. So we're working on a few things right now. I'd try to get some really cool interviews for you. So, like I said, I'm not going to give any details. I'm just giving you some briefs on who I've been talking to. I've been talking to some cool sponsors that are really helping out. I think Bill Manerick. Oh, I think a whole hell of a lot, man. He's really helping out the show. He's helping, trying to bring guests out here and passing the word out, spreading the word on Maximum Threshold. So, hey, we support Manerick Guitars. I've been playing their commercials on here. They're sponsoring the show. That's one of the greatest guitar companies that are out there right now, especially Manerick Guitars. So, I've recently gone from playing, my Gibsons and Strats and all that, so I'm playing pretty steady just my Manerick. I got the Lotus. And if you go to my MySpace site, that's MySpace. Well, if you can click on, go to the MaximumThreshold.net site and just click around, find me and find my MySpace site, blah, blah, blah. You'll see the pictures of me and my Manerick Lotus that I got. So that's really cool. Thanks for sponsoring us, Bill. Yeah, so once again, that's ManerickGuitars.com. Check them out. They got some really cool guitars, and they got some really cool sponsors on there, too. And they got Lemmy on there. Lemmy's is sponsored by them. So if you get a chance, go check them out at ManerickGuitars.com. So I'm going to do now. I'm going to play for you some music, and I'll be right back. I'm up and I knock 'em down.
liquid tank. I speak to your walls. Through glass tubs and lines. They answer in riddles. They know my crimes. In me.
Drink these guys say it's over this guy, and of course I put the pee back in there, so yeah, so I'm back. Yeah, so that's the word that's going on. Hey, I gotta let you guys check out the band God Guns and Glory, and the other band was Baghead. That's a band out of Pittsburgh, so you can check them out. They're always out there. MySpace, hey, I think it's myspace.com/Baghead. So that's a band for you. If you've never heard of Baghead before, you gotta listen to them. They're a really powerful metal band. They're a good band, so I'm glad I got to play them again. I like putting them in. It kind of mixes it up, which is a really cool thing. Hey, and if you've been wondering in the background what I'm playing here behind me talking, that's Donata. That's a Swedish metal band out there. Thanks, Tomas, for sending me over their tunes from you. It's really cool. I'm going to continue playing you guys' music. Next week, I'll be playing some more of your newer stuff out there that you sent. I don't know if they're newer, but it's on the same record, Art of the Insane. So I'll be playing some more stuff off that record. Hey, but I just want to let you know, today's going to be a shortened version show. It's going to be an abridged. I'm going to get down to the point, and I'm getting the hell out of here. So all you people could download again, got to worry about taking me 3, 5, 6 hours downloading this show, because this one's not going to be like that. This one's going to be to the point. So, oh, let's see here. James Hetfield and Lars were reported, and where they're cited at the Heaven and Hell Megadeth and Machine Head show in L.A. Forum Wednesday night, April 25th. According to one fan who posted on the Megadeth message board, Hetfield and Ulrich were hanging out with Mike Inez from Alice in Chains in the sound area. And they said nobody even noticed them at first, but about 10 minutes after people started leaving, word got out and they were almost mobbed. Security had to go over there and form a line across the area to prevent anybody from getting in. They started a Metallica chant. You know how that is. So, yeah. It's the kind of stuff that kind of follows them. So, oh, for our fans out there in Sydney, if you don't have tickets for your GNR show, man, you might as well give up. It's already sold out. Sold out in 30 minutes. And that's for the show on June 24th. Wait. They got a second show that's been added for that one. Wow. That's pretty wild. There you go. So you might have a shot at it. Maybe we'll get some scalper tickets if you're into that. Here's some news for you. Dee Snider's son is baptized by fire. This is Twisted Sister frontman Dee Snider's son, Blaze, or Jesse Blaze is his name, who's in this Long Island band called Baptized by Fire, was recently interviewed by the VM Underground, and the kind of things that they talked about how was it like being Dee Snider's son and stuff like that. And that's some pretty cool stuff. So you go to their website, you can get the scoop on there of what it was like. Let's see, we got over here. Oh, Sebastian Bach has posted a 75-second video update. So if you go to his site, they have a nice little piece on there. And what he's saying, sorry about the confusion over the dates, the Australian dates and the Japanese dates. What happened was my drummer, Bobby Jarzombek, he played in Halford and Iced Earth and Riot. He broke his wrist. He said, I've been playing with Bobby for years and years now, and he's the greatest drummer that I've ever played with. My immediate thought was that I cannot do the dates in July, but over the past 2 days, I have found out that there are dates in July. Or I should say that he found out there are a couple of drummers who might be able to be up to the challenge. I look forward to trying out a couple guys this week, but I know our professionals aren't, you know, they're in big bands. It's gonna be very exciting. So he's looking forward to putting this together and stuff like that. So if you're interested in seeing Sebastian Bach on the road, he'll be there. So he's probably doing the stuff with GNR too. So that's it. Let's see, they got a bunch of dates out there for Poison Rat. Let's see, if you want to know about some of these dates here, I'll throw a few of them out to you, but I'm not going to get in depth with them because there are like a friggin' 100 of them out here. So this is what I have. I'm just going to go briefly. Looking between June and September, a bunch of shows that Poison and Rat are going to be doing. I heard White Lions jumping on board that one too, so. Oh, that's just pretty cool. I remember listening to Eddie Trunk's show a while back when he had Vito on there, and then he had the singer on there, and they were both talking about would it be possible seeing a White Lion come together and do a show, and they weren't really sure about it, but hey, things do happen, and it's going to happen. So we're looking at June 13th. We're going to start the show at the Bilo Center in Greenville in South Carolina. Then various dates are in between that. On June 23rd, we're going to be hitting the Cleveland area or the Blossom Music Center on June 23rd. Then they're going to be playing all over. They're going Connecticut, Columbus, PA. They're playing the Summer Stage at Tags at the Big Flats in New York on June 29th. Tweezer Center in Boston on June 30th. And they're playing a bunch of House of Blues shows. Going from South Carolina to Florida, blah, 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 blah. They're playing everywhere, so they're out for the money, and they're out for the exposure, and they're there, so something to look forward to. The last show is going to be on September 1st at Sound Advice Amphitheater in West Palm Beach, Florida. So that's what they got going on there, so it's pretty wild. Tickets, what I saw, they weren't that expensive, so you know, if they're playing a lot of outside venues, your opportunity to get some cheap tickets are available for you at your own expense, so get a chance to do it. Go check them out, man. They always play their cool songs, man. So if you like that kind of music, you know, especially Rat, since now they got Steve Percy back in the band and old Jizzy Pearl left. And well, Jizzy's back with Love Hate, from what I hear. And I wanted to check them out when they were doing a couple shows out in L.A. But hopefully they'll get on the road, and that'd be cool, because, yeah, they were one of my favorite bands back in the day. So, let's see. Got some news here on Buck Cherry, saying they continue to honor their claim as a success story as they were honored in front of 15,000 people at the Buzz Fest radio show in Houston on April 21st. They said celebrating the band's success were superstar friends Hinder and Papa Roach, who presented the band with plaques commemorating their 200th show. And let's see. And they're also getting ready to put their new video out for Everything, and which has just passed 2,200 spins at radio and became a top 5 active rock single. And even adding more dates to follow. So, yeah. So that's, so they're really doing, making a big deal about their 15th, you know, the record and all that. How far it's going and stuff and where it's taking them. So, it's really cool. Glad to see where they're going. Let's see where we're at here on the show. I should play a couple more songs here. Yeah, like I said, I got a bunch of news here, but I'm going through pretty quick here, so I'm going to play a couple more songs for you. We'll come back. We'll do the Billboard and stuff like that. Break out a few more news articles here. I got some cool stuff. I got some Ozzy news here. I got some. Here's one for you. Heavy metal meets wrestling in downtown Augusta. Then I got some Paul Rogers news for you. Some Tool. Got some Hell Yeah news for you. Yeah, some Vinnie Paul stuff. So let me play for you some cool stuff here. Here we go. It's this one. You know which one it is, so. Where is it at? The one didn't want to come up. Yeah, okay, this is Donata. I want to play this for you. Just Are They Insane? Yeah. You heard this in the background, but now you're going to hear it loud in your ears. Make it bleed. Make it sore. Pound it out, suckers. It's Donata coming at you from Sweden.
You are listening to Maximum Threshold, the only show on the net that plays the best music and best interviews. We rock.
know you howl like a fool to the freeze. Never find my way out. I was always living, just existing in my mind's own prison. The thoughts are always rushing, keep on coming, cutting like incisions. The walls are closing in, my patience wearing thin. I can't keep these thoughts from pouring out. The brain, I'ma find my way out. Don't even try to hold me down. I got a name on this round. I'm just gonna show you how, like a bullet through the brain, I'ma find my way out. I'll be feeling alive when I swan dive off the edge of reason. I've been searching so long, and all alone, never was a meaning. I keep believing, some are bleeding, won't somebody calm my breathing. I just want my freedom from my demons. Every day I live to beat them. The walls are closing in, my patience wearing thin. I can't keep these shots from going. I can't keep these shots from going. I can't keep these shots from going. No, out. Don't even try to hold me down. Yeah, baby, can you feel me now? I'm just gonna show you how, like a bullet through the brain, I'ma find my way out.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Bumblefoot, and you are listening to Maximum Threshold.
Yeah, we're back. Dan, you there?
This is Abdul from Istanbul.
Who is this?
Abdul from Istanbul.
What are you doing, Abdul from Istanbul?
I'm going down to Turkey.
To do what? Go eat hamburger in Germany?
Yeah.
I got some emails a couple days ago that some people were complimenting you on your job you've been doing on the show. They thought that you've been sounding really good. They said, but the girl that was on last week kind of did a lot better than you recently.
Well, I haven't been there recently.
Well, yeah.
Well, she did a good job. I listened to it. It was really good. She's got a huge career ahead of her.
Yeah, she does. That's Chrissy. She was filling in for Dan last week. If you guys check out, that was episode number 20. And number 20, that was... Did we have an interview last week, Dan?
I wasn't there.
Yeah, but we had Audible Thread on last week, didn't we?
We had Audible Thread, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she helped and aided in the interview of Audible Thread, the bad band out of Cleveland.
They're a great band. I love those guys.
Yeah, they are good. They're a good band.
It's going to be the next band that's going to come out of Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, Rock and Roll Hall Capital of the World. And about time to get some bands actually coming out of here because, you know, we have the Rock Hall, you know, Hall of Fame. And it's pretty sad that, you know, we can't even squirt out a band that, you know, every band has to, you know, have to go out of town to make it big, and a lot of bands don't want to take that chance, and so a lot of good bands get, you know, washed away.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a lot of good bands coming out of Cleveland, like Chimera. They had to leave to get out, you know.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, it's silly, you know. We got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here in Cleveland, Ohio, the Rock and Roll Capital of the World, and we have all the inductees have to go to New York, you know, to get inducted, which doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
That is kind of crazy, and then I guess there wasn't enough hubbub about it, so nobody complained about it as much. And so, you know, I think that should be all here. I mean, that's what we are, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Capital. We're the ones that coined the phrase, you know, not us, but somebody from Cleveland coined the phrase rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean...
Who was that? Trivik, there you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's a shame that the bands have to jump, you know, get on a plane ride and hopefully make it in another country, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, another state, you know, it's a shame. But, you know, things will change. Things are getting better. And that's why we're out here trying to find these bands and maybe get them noticed even locally around here or anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
They don't have to make that big plane ride.
Dan, let the people know who's your favorite band and stuff like that and why.
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, all rock bands I like. I mean, there's going to be, if I listen to a CD, I'm sure there's going to be at least one song I like, but I mean, the most favorite bands that I like are like, you know, your old Metal Road, like Metallica, Venom, Slayer, you know, I have a variety of songs, I mean, of bands I listen to, and, you know, we got all different kind of guitarists I like to listen to, and, you know, I listen to all kinds of music. I don't really always just focus on metal or rock, you know, I mean, everybody's different, but most people listen to all types of music, and it's not just one genre of different types of just one type of music that's it, you know. Yeah.
So did you go to, you've gone to an event lately, haven't you?
Excuse me?
Did you go to any events lately, any shows or anything like that lately?
Yeah, I went to Dead Kennedys singer, Jello.
Now, how was that?
He had a speaking there. He talked. It was very political, of course, and he really got his convictions on what he believes in, mm-hmm. and how he can make the world better. But you know what? I think everybody has their opinion on what makes the world better. You know, it was very interesting. It was a very, very, very educational way. It was an education on certain things. And you know, beliefs are like assholes. Everybody's got one, you know.
Yeah.
So, it was definitely, you know, different.
How was the turnout? Did they have a nice turnout there?
Yeah, but I think the baseball game, like three blocks away, had a bigger turnout. But
oh, the Tigers were playing, weren't they?
The Tigers, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, I mean, he had a lot of young, I mean, there was, it was an all-ages show, and they had a couple of bands up there. They were okay. They were just a little bit too, I don't know, they were a little bit too funky for my case, but, you know, everybody seemed to like them there.
Yeah.
I don't even remember their names. I think it was Dead by 28, and there was another one there I can't think of off the top of my head, but they were good. I mean, they were very theatrical, you know.
Were they doing backflips and stuff like that?
I'm sorry, what?
Were they doing backflips and stuff like that?
Black what?
Backflips. You said they were very theatrical. Or were they putting on a show
or
something?
It was almost like Alice Cooper meets Alice Cooper. I mean, the political, you know?
Oh, okay.
You know? You take Billion Dollar Babies and the video and all that, and what you see live from Alice Cooper, and then you put it into a political thing, you know? And that's pretty much what it was. People with white faces and, you know, long hair. It was interesting. It was like a circus to me.
Oh. Sounds like
yeah,
fun.
It was like a carnival.
Were they selling
it? Like a carnival.
Were they selling anything? Okay. Were they selling anything there?
They didn't really. They I think they sold Jello Biafra's his disc of the speaking all the speeches and stuff like that. Yeah, he talked a little bit about his old band. I mean, he actually mentioned that his old band actually sold out one of his songs to a girl that wanted to sing it on American Idol. I think it was Redneck Girl.
Yeah.
You know, that was a jaw dropper there. And he has no say so in whatsoever, because somehow that the courts pretty much gave the band the rights to the music and not him. Or
yeah.
He wrote the music. He wrote the words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, life's not always fair, but he's doing really well. He's even actually doing a comedy skit in Detroit. So I mean, I don't think it's gonna be political. I think he's gonna be more open to a wider range of people.
No. That sounds like fun.
I think so. Yeah.
Were you able to get?
I'm not quite sure.
Were you able to get anything recorded or anything like that?
The recording that we got was all blobbery. I mean, it was all crappy. It's nothing they could really put up. It was just so much echo off of the wall, the acoustics and everything. It sounded like it was hard to make out what he was saying. It was a bad recording. So.
Yeah.
He left the building right away. We thought he was going to come out to the crowd, but then my friend Janet said that, you know, he probably wouldn't come out and visit do interviews and stuff like that because it's a bar.
Yeah.
A lot of people were getting kind of rowdy.
Which bar was it? Was it Harpo's?
No, I'm thinking of the name of it. I can't think of the name of it. I have the thing in my pocket. Hold on a second. Yeah. So what are you doing? Playing some music up there?
Well, yeah, I've got music playing in the background. I'm playing some Vicious Rumors in the background behind you.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Here, we got it here. It was at, the other band was the Great American Protest. I mean, well, that was the name of the band. The Living Dead was the first band, and Dead by 28.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So...
So what's up? What's the haps? What's going
the
on
bayou,
for
the that was what it was, the bayou.
The who?
The bayou.
The bayou?
Yeah.
Is that like did you see Bobby Boucher when you were there? Or Vicky Valancourt?
No, I didn't see any of those people, but it was a nice place. It was pretty easy going. Like I said, at the end people kinda got a little out of hand, but that's what kind of show it was, you know?
Yeah.
So, voice to your pain and scream at the top of your lungs, and you know, that's what Jello Biafra does. He gets you involved, and what he does is release a lot of pent-up stress by you screaming back at him.
Wait, stop one second, Dan. Stop. Hey, if you're just now tuning in, man, you're listening to Dominic's talking right now, and you got Dan, the co-host, over here on the show. He's over here. He's giving a call in. I'll talk about what's been going on since he can't make it. He's having problems getting to the studio, but... Yeah, he just wanted to call in and touch base with everybody, let everybody know that he's still okay and stuff. Okay, Dan, you there?
Yeah, I'm still okay.
Okay.
As for a co-host.
Yeah. Hey, want to hear something really bad?
No.
I was driving home. You know, I was at the store. I took my mother to the store earlier today.
Yeah.
I was coming home, and guess what happened? I got pulled over.
For doing what?
I went through a yellow light. Cop said it turned red a while back, but I said it was still yellow when I went through it. He goes, no, I saw you go faster through it when it was turned yellow. And then he said, well...
Telling the fuck off?
No, I couldn't tell him that because he was giving me a ticket. Yeah. He took my driver's license. He asked for proof of insurance. You know what I had. Oh, that's in my other...
Did you hand him your library card?
I said, that's in my other pants. So right after that, I drove right to the library. I called a pretty reputable insurance company to get quick insurance. So I got me some quick insurance coverage that was posted an hour before I got pulled over. So...
Wow.
So I think I got one over on them a little bit, but they still got me for a ticket though. I didn't want to lose my license for 3 months. Yeah, they're pretty
yeah,
screwed.
Yeah, you would have been taking a bus to work. That would have been no good.
Oh my
god,
hell no.
You'd be down in the hood.
Nah, I'd still be driving. I ain't taking no damn bus. Hell no. Hey, you people out there in Denmark, you have no clue what it's like. It's pretty rough out here sometimes. Yeah, go from one neighborhood to another neighborhood.
Yeah, America's not as free as you think. Anyway, so we had a time there. Everything was good. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got beat up. And it was pretty much of a peaceful thing. It wasn't like a rowdy kind of show or anything. But, I wish you would have got, like, somewhat of an interview. I wanted to, but... What I was told never to ask him about the dead Kennedy.
Why?
So, well, because that was a bad part of his life. He got ripped off, basically.
Oh.
By his own group, you know. They just took it right from him. All his music and all his stuff that he wrote with them. But he did do two albums with the Melvins. They're pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I'm a friend Janice. On the way there, we listened to the albums, and it was pretty good. I liked it a lot.
Hey, you want to stick around here for a little bit and do the news with me?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Hey, do you happen to have your copy of the news over there?
Sure. No, I mean I do.
Bring it up.
Hold on a second. Let me call it up and we can do it.
You do?
Or I can listen. I can listen while you do it.
Yeah, but you could do the Billboard Top 10 though. That'd be really cool.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool. Because maybe people can't hear me so well. I don't.
Oh, they could hear you. You're coming through really clear.
Oh, okay.
Plus, I have Chris Caffrey in the background playing Pisses Me Off. Okay, so here's some... Hey, Hell Yeah has got some video footage put up there. They're located... If you do a search on Google, you can find it. It's on... on April 10th, it says Weeblow.com was the exclusive host for Hell Yeah's CD release party, which took place at the clubhouse in Dallas, Texas. They're saying that Hell Yeah will launch the Fire It Up tour on May 20th at Baltimore before heading over to Australia and making its way to England for an appearance at this year's Download Festival. And if people were listening last week, I don't even know where the hell I put that at. I had all the bands that were scheduled to play for the Download tour, and there's a lot of them. There's a lot of cool bands on there. Let's see, do I have it over here? No, I don't have it over here. I put it back in the archive. So if you guys want to listen to the show, go to the archive site on our MaximumThreshold.net site. Check that out and listen to last week's show with Audible Thread, and you'll hear all the bands that are scheduled to be on the show. You there, Dan?
Oh, yeah. The co-host is here.
Okay.
the employee's here. Go ahead.
So they're saying that the band will also hit the road on this summer's Family Values Tour. And there's also taking part in this will be Evanescence, Atreyu, Trivium, and Flyleaf alongside headliners Korn. I was going to say Meatloaf, but...
I used to really like those guys.
Who, Korn?
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Personally, the last album is kind of not up to speed to me, from what I'm used to Korn, you know?
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Go ahead.
Hell Yeah, self-titled debut album sold just under 45,000 copies in the United States in its first week of release to debut at number 9 on the Billboard 200 chart. Remember that? We talked about that when they were in the charts?
Who, Korn?
No, Hell Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
If they sold 45,000, what was it, 50,000 because I'm certified gold? Is that it?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's nice for them.
Yeah,
that's great.
Any band that gets certified gold, you gotta know what they're doing. Oh, here's some.
Yeah, they know a lot of connections too.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Tool has been confirmed for Milwaukee's Summerfest. Hey, that's one of the shows that me and Dan might be taking off and go checking out. So let me give you a review of what's going on at the Summerfest and over there in Milwaukee. It's on July 4th. So me and Dan might be taking a road trip and go checking the show out. So if you guys are out there and you want to hook up with us, meet with us, and you know, take us out to dinner and get us drunk and whatever you want to do, man, we'll be there. Just send Dan an email at dan@maximumthreshold.net or dom@maximumthreshold.net. Just say you want to get hooked up with us, and we'll hook up with you over there in Milwaukee. So all our fans out there in Milwaukee, we'll come out there and rock out with you. We'll break some shit out there.
Yeah.
So this is what's going on. Tool play the...
It's like this. You buy, we fly.
Yeah, literally we'll fly. Hey, they're saying Tool will play the Marcus Amphitheater in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on July 4th. Tickets for the date will go on sale May 5th at noon through Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster.com at the Amphitheater box office. They will be priced at $57.50, $47.50, and $30.
$50.
This year's Summerfest will run from June 28th to July 8th. Previously announced, the main stage show will include one of Dan's favorite bands, Def Leppard, The Fray. Aww. Toby Keith is going to be there. You know he's going to be there. He's going to be playing. I think that's old school country, but I know Toby Keith would be there. He'd be playing some old country stuff and stuff, because he's in Milwaukee. Got to play some homeboy music up in there. And then since they're going to have the country music, might as well get a good new country band out there called Bon Jovi, who's going to be playing there also. Roger Waters is going to be there, and John Mayer is going to be there. I wish you were.
I still see the show.
Oscar Mayer Wiener. Although. Hey, there's some other bands. Here's Dan's other favorite band. He's got all their records. The Goo Goo Dolls are going to be playing.
Goo Goo Dolls?
Yep. That's Dan's favorite band.
Who are they again?
The Goo Goo Dolls.
Never heard of them.
They're going to be there with El Gran Combo, Lifehouse, Los Lonely Boys. Hey, have you ever checked out Los Lonely Boys, Dan?
No, I've never have.
Oh, man. Well, the guitarist in there, he's really good. He's oh, I forgot dude's name. Yeah, but he's really good. And their music is, you know, just straight, you know, like a pop rock kind of thing with a Mexican twist to it or a Spanish twist to it. And the guy, you know, the guy's a really phenomenal guitarist. He has more of a style like cross between Eric Clapton and Santana kind of thing. So the guy is really good. He knows his stuff, and the music is real clear and it's real concise and precise. So if you've listened to Lost Lonely Boys, I got a couple of their CDs here too that I downloaded from LimeWire. Hey, and here's other Dan's favorite band that's going to be playing the show also. You ready for this, Dan?
No.
Now, since it's in Milwaukee, you know, there's only a few bands that really come out of Milwaukee. Well, American Rust isn't going to be on this. I didn't see them on the bill, but that'd be cool. But the band that's going to be playing there, and no, Dan, it's not your boy, the Prince. He's not going to be playing. But the next best thing that's coming from Milwaukee is Morris Day and the Time. Come on, you know the song.
What is the song?
See, you know. It's that bird song. You know, the bird. Yeah, you know what it is.
The bird song.
Yeah. I don't remember the words of the song, but it was the bird song or something like that. Here's some news on Paul Rogers. He's getting ready to headline the Police Memorial Concert. And this is news that came from Launch Radio Networks. They're saying the event will be held on June 13th at the Avalon in Los Angeles with longtime L.A. radio legend Jim Ladd. He's acting as the MC, and Rogers will be backed by the group Heaven and Earth. The bill will also include an all-female AC/DC tribute band Thunderstruck. Did you catch that, Dan?
Yeah,
Thunderstruck, yeah. As well as the acoustic performance by singer-guitarist Mark Castrillon. Yeah, I saw this band called AC/DC. Ever see them?
I never seen them. I never got to see them. I always wanted to.
Yeah, that's a girl AC/DC cover band. And
that's a what?
It's an AC/DC tribute band.
Oh, tribute band.
Yeah, and they're called AC/DC. Because they're all girls. That's pretty funny. You can check them out on MySpace. You go to myspace.com/ACDC. That's S-H-E, like in she.
Ah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, they're saying the tickets for the show is going to start at $50. They said VIP passes that include an after party with a meet and greet costs $100. Dan, I think we had a couple of them in the mail. I just signed for some stuff earlier today. I'll find out if those were included in there.
Cool.
Okay, let's see. Hey, breaking down. Hey, Papa Roach's drummer sitting out a tour, Dave Buckner. He's sitting out due to personal reasons, and they're saying he's expected to rejoin the group at a later date. Here's some news on Papa Roach, Motley Crue, and Buck Cherry to confirm for the Switzerland's Spirit of Rock Festival. In the Spirit of Rock 2007 Festival, which is going to be take place on June 1st and the 2nd at, oh, here goes one of these damn names, Eichsfelddeutweg in Winterthur, Switzerland. The festival billing is shaping up as follows. On June 1st, Motley Crue, Papa Roach, and Buck Cherry. On the 2nd, be Heaven and Earth, Motorhead, Saxon, UDO, and China. I think I'd rather see the Saxon, Motorhead, and Heaven and Earth than the Papa Roach and Motley Crue thing. That'd be really cool to check that out.
I bet.
Don Dokken says that he's got a new one coming out and blah, 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 blah. It's called Lightning Strikes, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Your buddy?
Yeah, no, Don, old sissy ass. Hey, Ozzy's going to be performing on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Did you hear about that?
No.
It's going to be coming out at the end of May. They said expect exact dates will be announced pretty soon on the show. So as soon as we get them, we'll pass them out on the show so you peeps can out there check it out. Because you know Ozzy, when he comes... Go on, Dan, do your imitation of Ozzy being on Jimmy Kimmel.
That's it.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Hey, Nikki Sixx, he's revealed that he's got a book coming out and soundtrack. It's called The Heroin Diaries. So it's coming out pretty soon. So it's coming out through MTV Books, Simon & Schuster. And so that'll be pretty interesting. Hey, the Rocklahoma show that we've been talking about for weeks in Pryor, Oklahoma. They got a new band just to jump on board. Twisted Sister's been added to the Rocklahoma on June 13th through the 15th. Yeah. So, Dan, we might be there too. Hey, they're also saying that the new Rush record is really good. And I got to hear a few tracks off that. And actually, it did sound pretty cool. It didn't really sound like the old stuff, you know, the more power stuff. It was still more eclectic, and it still had more more vibe in their music, which... I guess, you know, the older they get, the more, you know, I don't know. Maybe the taser got the Alex, what's Zvinovich? Zvinovich?
Zvinovich?
Yep. Hey, Ozzy was talking about his new album, Black Rain. He was saying that, well, people were asking him, why has there been such a gap between studio projects? And Ozzy's told Launch Radio that it took him a long time to realize that he could write and record music while being completely clean and sober. He said, I used to get so frustrated with myself, he said, I mean, I thought you had to get loaded to make me songs. I just thought drugs and alcohol are probably the major inspiration of making music. Dan, you got this article? No. It's one of the last pages, because I'd rather hear you say this.
Okay, let me see. Okay, hold on. Let me recap here. Hold on.
It's the headline is Ozzy Osbourne discusses his new album, Black Rain.
I won't get there.
But hurry up, because my battery's almost dead, too.
I'm looking. I'm looking.
They're saying Black Rain is Osbourne's first solo effort since 2001's Down to Earth. The first single called I Don't Want to Stop arrived at radio 2 weeks ago. And I got to hear that. I got to hear it a couple times, and it actually sounded pretty cool. I mean, it had that same Ozzy vibe. I mean, there was nothing really any different than the other stuff past Ozzy. It just kind of fed it, kind of like set in there and kind of fit right in with his other stuff, so... You know, they're saying Ozzy recorded Black Rain with the band that backed him on a 2006 Ozfest tour, consisting of Zach, Mike Borden, and Rob Nicholson, who was ex-Rob Zombie bassist. And their Ozfest is going to be starting on July 12th in Seattle. They're saying fans who purchase especially marked copies of Black Rain will have a first shot at scoring Ozfest tickets. The CD's initial pressing will contain a code that allows the user to obtain two tickets through a special website on June 8th, 4 days before tickets become available to the general public. Yes.
Yeah, I found it.
Okay, we see the little on the second paragraph.
Yeah.
Do that part where says I used to get so frustrated. Read that.
Inspiration. I'm making music. I really believe. Making me create. There you go.
Okay, thanks, Ozzy. Hey, Marilyn Manson's. Okay, thanks, Ozzy. Marilyn Manson's Eat Me, Drink Me is due out on June 5th. So. Now, here goes a track listing. I'll just throw out a couple of them for you so you get an idea where they're at. And I actually got to hear the first song on there, on the first track, is If I Was Your Vampire. That one, it wasn't real heavy, but it sounded pretty tight. So it sounded pretty good, but it wasn't what I was expecting, you know. Well, here's some other songs on there. It's Putting Holes in Happiness, The Red Carpet Grave, They Said Hell No, They Said Hell's Not Hot, Just a Car Crash Away, Heart-Shaped Glasses, Evidence, Dan is a Fruitcake, Are You the Rabbit? Mutilation.
That's not on that computer there, buddy.
Oh, okay. You and Me and the Devil, Eat Me, Drink Me. Damn. Okay, so Def Leppard and Styx team up for summer tour. The perennial summer favorites Def Leppard and Styx have announced a mega summer concert tour set to hit all corners of the United States plus Canada. Oh, Canada. As an added bonus, Foreigner appears June 27th through July 3rd and August 11th through September 3rd, September 7th, 9th, 14th, 16th, 26th. Special note, Styx is not scheduled to perform on July 11th and 16th. What the hell does all this mean? Man, so they're saying there's a bunch of tours, shows come up, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they've grossed more than $38 million so far. Who cares last year? That's Def Leppard. I had to cover that because that's Dan's favorite band and stuff. Oh, now one of the last things I want to touch on real quick was, okay, Dan, I'm on like the second last page over here. About the 2000, you at that part?
2000 what?
The guitarist. You see that article?
Revolver?
After that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, read that one.
It says, 2,000 guitars to perform Deep Purple's classic In the World record attempt posted by Joe Biblo. Bible. It says, in February of 2007, a world record attempt proven unsuccessful at a department store, Harrods, in London. Where Harrods failed, however, 99.7 KYYS morning show host Max Floyd and Tanya will succeed. On June 3rd, 2007, 2,000 guitarists of all ages and skills will gather at a community American ballpark in Kansas City for a large ensemble performance of the same song in history. Should they attempt to succeed, it will break the world record, which has stood since 1994. I guess the representatives of Guinness will be on hand to verify the record has been broken. Celebrity guitarists will also be participating in the history-making event. But so the song of choice for the event is Smoke on the Water, made famous by the band Deep Purple. The first song everyone learns on guitar is Smoke on the Water.
That was my first one.
So they thought that this would be a good song and try to break the record with.
Yeah. I'd like to see that happen. That'd be pretty cool. I remember when they tried to do it before and it didn't work.
Yeah. It says that participants in the event have been and may continue to sign up for the Via 99.7 website, www.kyys.com. The event is completely free to anyone wishing to attend and will begin in approximately 12 p.m. Oh. It says that they're pretty confident we're going to break the record, Tanya said. We know our listeners are going to rise to the challenge, or else we wouldn't have been attempted. And that was sourced of www.blubbermouth.net.
Cool. Dan, let's bust out the Billboard Top 10 because I'm about to lose you because my battery's about dead on the phone.
Okay.
Start it off.
Here we go. Number 10, Chevelle. Venus Terra. Okay, number 9, Hell Yeah. The song, Hell Yeah. Okay. I'm missing... Okay, number 8. Re-entry, Breaking Benjamin, Phobia. Okay.
Why'd you say re-entry? They're at number 8.
Oh, there must be a typo. Breaking Benjamin. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Number 7, Modest Mouse. We are dead before the ship even sank. Okay. Number 6, Bright Eyes, Casadega. All right, number 5, Fall Out Boy, Infinity on a High. Let's see. Number 4, Hinder, Extreme Behavior. Number 3, Nickelback, All the Right Reasons. Number 2, Daughtry, song Daughtry.
Wait, I got the drum roll. I'll tell you when.
Okay, let's hear the drum roll. Let's hear it.
Wait a minute. It's going. Oh, wait a minute.
Number 1, new, 9 Inch Nails, Year Zero.
Yay!
Yay! I knew that guy. Ooh, anyway.
Okay. Well, that's the news that we got. Is that it?
Did you do the whole Metallica thing?
What Metallica thing?
Yeah, the Metallica thing.
About when they were caught in public at the Megadeth show?
They were caught in public? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you didn't read that.
I didn't get to that point.
That was on the first page.
No, I skimmed through it. Wow, they were reported being sighted, huh? Like a UFO?
Yeah, well, I talked to they went and checked out Heaven and Hell with Megadeth concert.
Yeah.
And they were like in a sound area, sound check area. And
okay.
Some people spotted them out there. It took them a little while. They said it took about 10 minutes before people spotted them. And then people started going, word got out, and people started going crazy, and they started chanting out, Metallica, Metallica, Metallica.
They wanted them to play too, huh?
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was that.
That's funny.
Okay, so what I'm going to do here, I'm going to get off the phone here with Dan. I'm going to get back here, I'll play a couple more songs, then we're going to call it a show here. We're at an hour and 17 minutes in the show, so we already went
through. Good time.
Yeah, we already went through all the music news and everything. Just got to play a couple more songs and get out of here.
All
right. Well,
this is Dan from Maximum Threshold, and let the peace begin.
Peace of what? I want to go to Amsterdam. We get hooked up.
I mean, peace upon the world. We need peace.
I need a peace, too.
Yeah, I know, but they don't let you buy guns anymore. Remember?
What's up? Hey, baby. Hey, for all the...
That charge,
shh,
remember? Oh, I'm sorry. Listen. Am I still on the air?
Yeah, you're still on the air. Wait, me... Stan! For all the ladies.
All right, I'm out of here. What?
Wait a minute. I'm talking to my fans out here. Wait a minute. Shh. They can't hear
you're
me. Right. Yeah, hold on. This goes out to all the ladies out there. Hey, thanks for checking me out. I know a lot of you are out there listening to me. You know, you just love my voice. You know, the depth it gives you and the vibrato and the vibration in your headphones. And I know it does a lot for you. It doesn't do nothing for me. But
someone told me you had a Charlton Heston voice.
Shh. Stop it. Stop. You're CBing me. Stop. So lady,
sorry, man. I'm out of here.
Wait. So all the ladies out there, if you guys can do me...
We can be sick.
If you ladies can do me a favor and go to MaximumThreshold.net right now, whatever site you're at, just open up...
They have to be naked.
Go open up another browser and go to MaximumThreshold.net. And what I'm asking you to do, I'm not asking much from you. All I want you to do is to open up another browser, go to MaximumThreshold.net, register on the site, go to the forum section, open up any one of those forum sections you want, anyone that interests you, just put this in there. Say, I love Dominic. say, Dom is hot. Just do that. And I don't care which and which one. It could be in the Sanjaya forum. I don't care. Just say, Dom is hot. You can go in any one of the American Idol ones. I don't care. You can go in, if you're a Sweden band, you can open that forum. I don't care. See, Dom is hot.
Hey, Dom.
Yeah.
Do your best Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston? Hey. I got a big gun. Want to see my gun? Yeah. This is a big gun.
Well, here's mine. Some damn monkeys. Anyway.
That's Dan.
All right.
Okay,
I'm
Dan.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for being a visitor.
Don't push my car.
Go push your car down the street.
Hello?
Yeah. You there? Okay, we lost him. Dan, all gone. Okay, hey, so what I'm going to do now, I'm going to play a couple commercials. We didn't get a lot of them done here. And then we're going to get back in here, and then we're going to call it a night. So, there we go. So, let me play some commercials. I'll come back. I'll play a couple songs. I'll say my goodbyes to everybody. But in the meantime, do open up another browser. Go to MaximumThreshold.net. Check out the site. There's all kind of stuff in there for you to check out. Okay, so I'll be back. Let me play for you some commercials. And like I said, I'll be right back. Miss you, peeps.
Researchers have referred to energy drinks as liquid cocaine or speed in the can. Wouldn't it be great if there was one that actually lived up to its name? Well, now there is. Cocaine energy drink. You heard me. With simple sugars that get absorbed into your bloodstream quicker, B vitamins, and the highest caffeine content per ounce in the industry, you get instant and lasting energy with no sugar crash. And it's got 3.5 times more energy than the leading competitor. And that's no bull. So what are you waiting for? Taste the atomic fireball and feel the rush. Cocaine Energy Drink, the legal alternative. Cocaine Energy Drink is the official sponsor of the Change of Humanity Tour, featuring God Forbid and Nemec on the road now. Tickets available at GodForbid1.com. For more cool stuff, visit www.drinkcocaine.com. Cocaine Energy Drink. Are you bad enough?
Enrage. That's NRAGE USA.com. Enrage instant energy strips were developed to enhance the release of adrenaline to instantly energize your body and mind. By placing a strip on your tongue, you now have the quickest, most efficient, convenient way to consume instant energy and achieve cool, fresh breath right in your own pocket, whenever and wherever you may need. That's Enrage. NRAGE USA.com. That's Enrage. That's NRAGE USA.com.
VoiceOne.us, connecting the world with ultimate quality communications. Featuring Ventrilo, a voice over IP that can be used for a variety of home and personal applications, like talking to friends or family. And if you're into online gaming, Ventrilo can enhance your experience with crystal clear communications within your team, guild, or clan. It's Ventrilo, and it can be found at VoiceOne.us, the clear choice for ultimate quality communications.
Are you a guitarist, musician, looking for some new gear? Well, have you tried the Manera guitars out? This is your chance to get your hands on one now. Manera guitars featuring the Lotus guitar. This is the most technically perfect single cutaway guitar on the market. The traditional single cutaway guitar is severely lacking in the left side surface area used to grab and articulate a low-end frequency response. By incorporating a Manera guitar's patented tone tail engineering on the bottom of the body, adding an additional tail on the upper left bout, the frequency problem with the traditional single cutaway guitar have been corrected. The cutaway has been sharpened and enhanced to tie in with two other points on the body, giving this guitar a signature Manera design style. Join countless hundreds of other musicians and guitarists with the guitar played by the professionals. Manera Guitars. Check them out at ManeraGuitars.com.
Thank you for checking out Maximum Threshold. Maximum Threshold is part of the Morning Show Central Radio Network. To listen to Maximum Threshold, you can either go to MaximumThreshold.am.com, our main website, which also has forums on there, which you can post your comments in regards to guests that we've had on the show, as well as up-and-coming talents, music that we'll be playing, news, and reviews. Maximum Threshold is a weekly show which is posted Mondays at 8 p.m. on Morning Show Central Radio Network at MorningShowCentral.com. It can also be found at MaximumThreshold.am.com or MaximumThreshold.podomatic.com.
You talking to me?
Thank you very much for checking out this show. And please leave us a comment on what you think of the show, what you think of the guests. Remember that there's no limits to Maximum Threshold.
Don't look in the bushes. Don't look behind the couch. Don't look under the bed. He's right here. He's One-Eyed Bri. And it's the Dominion live in Chicago.
For more information, visit
MaximumThreshold.net.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
Maximum Threshold.
This is Maximum Threshold. MaximumThreshold.net.
MaximumThreshold.net. .net. Hey, this is Dominic. I'm back here at you. We're going to be closing this down here in a couple minutes here. I just want to
blabber on for a minute here and play a couple of clips here that we haven't played here yet. Or if we have, we only played it once, and I thought it was pretty funny. Remember a couple of weeks ago, everybody out there, we had on the show Angel Cardona from the band Cardona, and we asked him to do an ID promo for us, you know, saying this is so-and-so, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold, blah, blah, blah. And, but this one, I actually get a lot of emails in regards to this, which is really cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to find, okay, I found it. I'm going to play this for you. Just give us a listen. That was pretty funny because Dan didn't expect this, and kind of I didn't expect it either. So it's a pretty funny little promo. So here you go.
This is Angel Cardona at Maximum Threshold, rocking with Tom. How's that?
Hey, don't forget me now.
Dan says don't forget him.
Oh, Dan. Sorry about that.
That was pretty funny, wasn't it? Dan, after he heard Dave, felt like falling downstairs. So, okay, so what I want to do is I just want to give a brief of the things that you heard today. We played some pretty cool music today. I know we played some Donata. I played some Baghead. I played some Alex Calise. I played some Colorblind Aggression. In the background, I played, wow, some Vicious Rumors. I played Donata. I played a lot of Donata tonight. So Donata was really covered tonight. So I want you guys to go check them out when you get a chance, man. Go check out Donata. They're on their website and stuff. Hey, and they're also posting in the forum on the Maximum Threshold site. So that's MaximumThreshold.net. Go there and click the forum section. But before you post, man, you got to register. It only takes a second. And it's really, really quick. I really made it so it's real easy to do. We just had to do it so we don't get people coming there and spamming our site. And that really tears our site up. We don't want that to happen. But hey, I want to thank all our sponsors that jumped on board here, and there's many more that we're trying to get on here to help make this the best possible show possible, and also to reach the maximum number of people that we can get out there. Thank all our new listeners out there. I thank Manera Guitars. I thank Bill Manera, you know, from the bottom of my heart for hooking me up and passing us on a bunch of brochures that I received today. And here's some really hot ass looking guitars in this brochure. In fact, I'll pull it out right now. I got it right here. This is the Manera guitar brochure that they have. They got Lemmy on the cover holding his Inferno bass. It looks like a tobacco burst. It's pretty bad looking. Yeah. And so let's see what other guitars they got in here. They got the Inferno Cherub in here. And that's a flame-shaped guitar. Hey, if you guys aren't familiar with Manera guitars, man, you got to go check them out. I mean, they are the up-and-coming guitar that should have already been very popular. But, hey, I'm telling you, you got to check them out. Go to maneraguitars.com. That's M-I-N-A-R-I-K. So go to maneraguitars.com. Go check out these guitars. I mean, they're awesome. I got one. I got a Lotus. And that's like a Les Paul shape. It has like a little twist to it. So, I mean, it's really, really awesome guitar. Guitars like they're chambered. So any guitarists out there, you know how it feels to have an anchor strapped around your neck. But these things here, they're pretty light. You know, they do have mahogany and a maple. I got a quilt top Lotus. And most of the guitars already come like that. And they got some really excellent craftsmanship that's been put into these guitars. So, and the sound quality, they're awesome. They basically mocked Alan Eagle's pickups. And they said they're made right from the basic specs of them. So, which is really cool. So, yeah, they got this other guitar, and it's called the Diablo. And this Diablo it's really wicked looking. So if you're a metal guitarist out there, you got to check out this Diablo that they have. It's, this is what they say in the Diablo. This says that the Manera Diablo has a wicked elegance unmatched by any other instrument. It looks as stunning on stage as it does sitting on your lap, with the curves in all the right places. This is one of the most comfortable guitars you'll ever play. Diablo sound is as unique as the music you play on it. And I definitely, this one, the Diablo or the Inferno, are my next guitar. Now, I've had many opportunities to get a Les Paul and another Strat or another Paul and stuff like that. Man, but I'm telling you, these Manerics, when they came in my face here, they're the best damn guitar I've seen in a long time. So I just want to put that out there. You people get out there and check them out. You know, I'm really into them. It's really cool. And I just, you know, I just can't say any more good words about it. Other than they got some really killer guitars out here. They had the Sam Hain guitar. If you're familiar with the Sam Hain style or design, it's they made a guitar out of this. So, and this is made for like a if you're playing like the bass sounding, if you got drop down tuning and stuff like that, man, this guitar definitely has a look for that. It's a pounding ass fucking guitar. Okay, well, enough with the Manerics, man. Next week I'll talk more about it, but they got this V. Just one more. They have this V. It's called the Inferno V. And it's a flying V, but at the end of it has like flames at it. You know, man, it's pretty cool looking, and it's a 9-string. So, wow, it's pretty wild. They say the groundbreaking 9-string design allows heavy rock players to keep the 3 low strings free for power chords. They said something 12 and 10 string guitars are capable of offering. They say additionally, finger picking and folk chords take on a new brilliance by leaving the lower root notes singular and defined while making the higher notes double and octave, giving you a lush, full sound previously unavailable from electric guitars. I'm telling you, man, this 9-string Inferno V, this is a bad-looking guitar. So, well, that's it. And they got some really cool customs. They got some acoustic guitars they're working on, too. So, hey, but that's Manera Guitars. That's one of the new sponsors on the show here. We're so glad that they're on board here because they are an awesome company, and we only align ourselves with the best. So, like I said, you know, we have them on board. We thank Bill Manerick and Manerick Guitars and everybody over there at Manerick Guitars. Thank you very much. Thank everybody, all the artists that already signed with them. I'm glad you guys are coming over here and checking us out. We definitely want to get you on the show also. I want to play your music because, you know, I believe in quality, and you guys provide quality stuff for us. So, yeah, but that's what we got going on there. One of the sponsors, of course, we got Level 27, who's been with me since the day one. They've been with me for a couple years. So I thank Stevers over there at level27online.com. I sent him over an email today asking him, what's up, man? I haven't heard from him in a while. So hopefully he'll get back with me, and we'll have some new info on the new gear that they got coming out and the new line and stuff like that. Let's see who else. Oh, we got Uncensored Net Noise. We got Chris over there. I thank Chris for all the help he's done to help us get to where we're at and, you know, in the direction and everything. That's really cool. Thanks, Chris. Really appreciate it. I thank everybody on that show there, Joe MJ, and especially, you know, other people on this show, Dan and Mark and, you know, my family and everybody else who supported me to get this show on the road and stuff. Hey, we got big ideas coming for the show, and it's going to be taking off pretty soon. So, man, all I got to say is, man, we're in the infancy right now, but I'm telling you, this bad boy's blowing up, and you guys are here with us. And as long as you keep following the show and you know the characters on the show and what we're all about and who can talk the most and blah, 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 you know we're playing some really cool music and stuff. So, that's about it. So, I can't think of anything else to say. You know, we had Dan on here, and Dan talked. So, I'm glad to see you. This show is done. So, what we do, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to close down the shop and lock the doors and kick the dog and boot the kids and get something to drink and make something to eat and take a shower, go to bed, get up, edit the show, post the show, and check my email and, you know, maybe put in some porn or something, okay? Well, that's it. The show's out of here. I'm making like a baby and heading out. Or I'm breaching. So, see you later. Hey, don't forget MaximumThreshold.net. And if you got any questions, comments, or anything, please feel free to email me, Dom@MaximumThreshold.net. Please email me. If you're bored and you just want to send an email out to somebody, send me some more. Send me junk mail. I don't care. Just send me something. I like getting email from you, from everybody out there. So, take care. Once again, this is the Maximum Threshold Show. This is episode number 21 coming to a close. Yep, we've been around for a while now. Was it 4 months, 16, 5? A little over 5 months. 5.5 months we've been doing this show. So, hey, it's totally picked up. I can't believe how big it's getting. So, that's a wonderful thing. Okay, well, hey, I'm sorry I'm talking, blowing your ear up and wasting your megabytes on your computer. So, or your iPod or whatever you're listening to me on. Okay, well, I'm out of here. See you guys next week. And don't forget to check out all the other shows on the networks and stuff like that. And, man, keep metal alive, keep rock alive, keep yourself alive, and hopefully we'll be meeting again next week, and you guys will be listening to us again. See you later. I'm out of here. Thank you for checking out Maximum Threshold. Maximum Threshold will be a weekly sponsored event. We look forward to checking us out next week. We should have new music, some new guests, and look forward to that. And you can check us out, listen to the podcast. We're at MaximumThreshold.podomatic.com, or you can check us on our website at MaximumThreshold.8m.com. Once again, that's MaximumThreshold.8m.com. Thanks for checking us out. We're out of here. And if you're interested in advertising on our site here, just drop us a line. Go to our site and just drop us any message saying you're interested in becoming one of our sponsors and hook you up on our site. So, hey, get with us and we'll help you while you help us. Thanks again. I'd like to thank Level 27 for all the support.